And that's good. Commit your activities to the Lord, and your activities will be achieved. That goes right hand in hand with what Jesus was saying today. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you lose your connection to me and fall to the ground as a dead branch, you will wither and die. It's just over. But if you remain in me, if you stay connected to me, you can ask whatever you want and it will be given to you. Basically, what he's saying is, if you remain in me, you will be in the will of God. You will be walking and living and breathing in accordance and in alignment with his will. And when we walk and live in accordance and alignment with his will, there's nothing we can't ask. We'll be asking according to the will of God. This is how Jesus lived. We see it over and over and over. I mean, we have spent nearly 5 months now, every day, going through the Gospels. So to this point, every day we have been able to examine the life of Christ and his words. And that's how he operated. In God, staying connected constantly. And we never see him. Well, we never see an unanswered prayer. We never see anything go astray. We see people's reactions going astray. We see people doing things. And Jesus even said, look, and he said this today, look, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. You just should know that. You should expect that. If you came in your own name, acting worldly, the world would accept you as one of its own. That's a given. But since I have called you out, since I have brought you to me and grafted you into the root, the branch, not the branch, the trunk, and made you a branch, well, you are not of the world. The world will hate you. So this is to be expected. But Jesus, his life was a life of devoted purpose. He never seemed to be confused. This is the offer. This is what we have the ability to do. We rarely live like this. But that doesn't mean it's not available. And we might say, well, life is hard or opposition is hard. And that's true. But how many of us are engaging the life of Christ offered to us as the sole and fundamental purpose of our lives? See, that's where the shift happens. When we don't have a divided heart anymore. When we don't have idols in our lives anymore. When our sole pursuit is the King and the Kingdom. That changes everything. Everything. Because then we align ourselves with the will of God. And the entire force of God and the entire stamp of heaven is behind us. Enormous power is available to us at that point. I want to live in that. That is what I want my life to look like. And that is what I am in pursuit of. And I pray that that is your heart's cry as well. Because together, we can change the world. And that's no joke. There's enough of us here. We can have an impact for the kingdom greater than anything we've seen. And that's really not the point. That's not that's what'll get us sideways right away, as if that's the point. I'm just saying, a byproduct of this many people sold out to the King and the Kingdom with an undivided heart, cities will change. Neighborhoods will change. Families will change. The world will change.